From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, unemployment numbers are out today. Not only are the numbers bad, they may actually undercount the true unemployment situation.
First, President-elect Barack Obama held his first press conference today in Chicago. Here's a clip from that event.
We need a rescue plan for the middle class that invests in immediate efforts to create jobs and provide relief to families that are watching their paychecks shrink and their life savings disappear. A particularly urgent priority is a further extension of unemployment insurance benefits for workers who cannot find work in the increasingly weak economy.
So this comes after the president-elect and his vice president-elect, Joe Biden, met with some top economic advisors. Here with us now, NPR's David Green in Chicago. Hi, David. The press conference, really, it's still going on, but there's a theme there, isn't there?
It is still going on, and actually it started late, so maybe that's going to be a clue to what a President Obama is going to be like in terms of keeping to schedule. It was a theme. I mean, it certainly was the economy that Obama and his team of advisors wanted to make the focus of this day, and Barack Obama came out to the lectern and said that we've woken up to sobering news about the state of the economy, the job losses that we heard about this morning, and then he went through his priorities and his plans, and this stimulus package that he's been talking about. He went through some of the details, as you heard, an extension of unemployment insurance benefits, which is a real priority of the Democratic Party, and then looking more long term, struggling small businesses and helping them meet their payrolls. It's not clear exactly what President-elect Obama and Democratic leaders in Congress are going to push before the inauguration. Clearly some, and then the question will be whether President Bush works with them or whether there's some disagreement and a potential veto, and then what exactly President Obama will be pushing once he's in office. But clearly there's some urgency there that Obama was trying to deal with today.
There is an urgency to it, certainly, but there's also this kind of delicate dance going on. These two men, President Bush and President-elect Obama, are meeting on Monday. There's all this economic crisis going on. You sort of wonder what's going to be going on in that event.
Yeah, I mean, delicate dance is the right word because, President Bush has his own sort of political needs right now in finishing up his administration and trying to deal with the economy. Senator Obama has his own, the political reality and wanting to work with his party. This is a period, this transition, it's supposed to be a state of limbo where, the outgoing president, incoming president can sort of enjoy time together and have a nice photo op in the Oval Office. President Bush will be showing the Obama family the new digs, but the reality is that, with this economic crisis, as President Bush said himself yesterday, President-elect Obama is not going to have much time to really settle in and get comfortable.
So his goal for this first press conference, the first public event he's had since that great speech Tuesday night.
Yeah, and that was, we're going to be talking about these news conferences. Every single one is going to carry their own importance. But I think the real importance today is just the dramatic change in context. We were in this long campaign and Senator Obama spent a lot of time attacking John McCain and attacking President Bush. And now he's standing there for the first time facing the press as the person, the incoming president who the entire country is looking up to help them with their bills, help them with their pocketbooks. And also he's going to be within a couple months commanding U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. So he's waking up to sobering news that's not just about the economy, but quite a bit.
NPR's David Green in Chicago covering President-elect Obama. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Alex. A pleasure.